An EB5 project at the base of Okemo Mountain Resort has come under new regulatory scrutiny. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation has stripped the project of its authority to solicit new foreign investors, for now at least.
Project developers say the South Face Village at Okemo project is the first four-season luxury home community at the resort in over a decade. And they say a lodge with a gourmet restaurant, pools, hot tubs, health clubs, and outdoor fireplaces will deliver, quote, the ultimate in recreation or relaxation. But the foreign investment capital needed to construct the $200 million project is on hold for now, as regulators seek to resolve concerns with the financial prospectus being used to attract immigrant investors. Patricia Moulton is the secretary of the state agency that oversees the state's four active EB-5 foreign investment projects. Moulton says she can't comment on the specific concerns while the review is underway, but she says the suspension of investor solicitation isn't in itself a troubling development.
Can be and has been a relatively normal course of the way things have gone with EB-5.
And Moulton says that as far as she's aware, the issues raised by regulators look to be negotiable.
I'm not aware that there are situations that could be deal breakers at this point, but again, I don't have all the details.
The EB-5 Immigrant Investor Program is a federal initiative administered by states that allows foreign investors to obtain U.S. visas in exchange for a $500,000 investment in a project that yields a certain number of jobs. Vermont's EB-5 program came under a national microscope in April when the Securities and Exchange Commission accused two Vermont developers of using EB-5 projects in the Northeast Kingdom to orchestrate a Ponzi-like fraud on foreign investors. There is no indication that federal authorities are investigating the Okemo project, but documents produced in a public records request show that state-level regulators have expressed numerous concerns about, quote, discrepancies in the project's financial representations to investors. Regulators say that in order to proceed, the project will have to draft a new private placement memorandum, which is a prospectus that projects are required to provide to investors so they can assess risk. Regulators have also told the project developers that they will have to notify existing foreign investors of any material changes in the revised prospectus if one is approved. The project will then have to give those investors the option of withdrawing their money from the project if they're no longer comfortable with the terms of the deal. Moulton says that kind of order isn't necessarily out of the ordinary.
Existing investors have a right to review that and determine, do they want to keep their money in or do they want to take it out? And historically, I think we've seen most investors have chosen to keep their money in.
And she says that on a recent visit to Okemo, the project seemed to be in order.
There's been a lot of progress made in construction, new lifts, new condo units. So I think that's really about all that I'm going to say. They do have to get through this review process with DFR.
The primary developer behind the South Face at Okemo project is Ted Rossi, CEO of the Rossi Group, a lumber exporting firm based in Middletown, Connecticut. Rossi didn't respond to a request for comment. Andrew Becker is general counsel at the Rossi Group and the vice president of the South Face Village project. He said he did not want to be interviewed for this story. Rossi and Becker's lawyer, Doug Hauer, also declined to comment. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.